It's 10 minutes after the hour, and the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Iatt Insurance Agency, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Tecumseh High School football, Luke Dunham. Luke, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, Tecumseh Indians got off to a good start. Win number one over Airport this last week, and a big score of 42-18. Was that kind of expected?
I mean, we were confident going in. I mean, Airport, they were a good team, but I mean, out of the gates, we didn't have our best start. The first half wasn't looking too good, but we got together at halftime. You know, coaches gave us a good speech. We all just came together, and we knew we didn't want to lose that game.
Well, you know, you were an important part of that game because the game really turned around. I think Airport was ahead at the time, and you took the ball out of the runner's hands and went 92 yards for a score. That had to be a thrill.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give credit to the linebackers and the D-line on that one. You know, they wrapped him up. They gave me the opportunity to get in there and just go for the ball. And I was running for my life after that.
So what were you thinking when you were right there and ready to get the ball out of the guy's hands?
Like I said, I saw he was wrapped up. I knew I had the chance to go for the ball. I just got my hand in there, ripped it out, and started running. I was scared. I was running for my life, but I mean, it was awesome.
Were you worried about getting to the end zone at all?
I mean, I couldn't see behind me. I thought I was being chased down, but I had my blocker behind me, Braylon Zimmerman, coming behind me, so I was all set.
Well, I was at the game, Luke, and the game, the score was not an indication of the game. I'll be honest, Tecumseh was on the ropes, and they're moving down. They got the ball on the 8-yard line, and you're down, I think, 18-7. And boy, it looked like if they scored there, this game, because they were controlling the ball, and that play. Just it turned the whole game. I mean, it gave Tecumseh some energy that we hadn't seen earlier in the game, and then your offense really got going. Your running game got going. I thought you wore them down. I thought Temple wore them down, and next thing you knew, you got the lead, and boy, never looked back after that.
Yeah, I think our defense too. We were hitting them hard. Braden Zacklin, he's our outside linebacker. He's a short dude, but he has that fight in him.
He is a player. I was impressed. I thought the defense really is faster, very, very physical, and it doesn't look like a lot of size, but I think the defense has certainly improved. I think the offensive passing game is going to get a lot better. It wasn't what it was going to look like, I think, moving forward, because you got great receivers, but How many total yards did you end up having in the game?
I think I ended with 76 on offense, and then the.
Well, you got 92 on the other one.
Strip, so yeah.
That now you're playing both ways. You like doing that, or do you like getting out once in a while?
Well, I mean, I love playing both ways. My sophomore year, I started playing linebacker, and so I played linebacker my sophomore and my junior year. And then my junior year, I started playing running back as well. And, I mean, I love playing both ways. I love tackling. I love running the ball. So,
well, the running game looked good. I think I was expecting a little more passing game. Coach Romano and I are very close friends. He's been one of my dear friends since I've been in Adrian. So I follow the Tecumseh football team pretty close. The tempo that you play at, I mean, does everybody understand how that wears? I mean, it wore Airport down. And the minute that they got wore down and they kind of felt like this game's getting away from, they almost shut it down. Did you sense that as a team?
Yeah, I think we all did. I mean, we spend time every day in practice working on that tempo, working on our stamina so we can get those plays in fast. And, I mean, that's our goal as an offense. We want to wear them down. I mean, we'll run the ball down their throat if we have to.
Well, yeah. You know, you talked about Coach Romano, and I got to ask you about probably the second best play of the game was was the trick play you got for the touchdown. Were you involved in that at all?
I was not.
Well, tell us about that play.
So we were working on that all week at practice, and it was Rocco Williams passing it to Connor Bullinger. He came around.
He was all alone.
Yeah, he was untouched. We flipped it back to Rocco Williams. The airport defense came crashing down and left Connor wide open in the end zone.
So you practiced that for quite a while.
Yeah, we did.
Was that a fourth down? I can't remember. Was that a fourth down
play? I think it was third down.
Third down.
I think it was third and five or something like that.
I thought, of course, you would have saw the film. I thought even late in the game, it was a very smart play, but Bullinger batted down a pass that he could have intercepted, and I think he could have even intercepted it and gone the distance. But it was a play towards the end of the game that was you were going to get possession of the ball, and I know that one thing offensively, Coach Mermano and Coach Dilson, they know how to run that clock when you got the lead. There's no question. You know you're going to come out of the huddle with what, 10 seconds and countdowns on. You're going to work that clock. So a lot of teams don't do that as well as I think as your coach to do.
Yeah, I think Coach Romano does a good job of that, time management.
Is there any other trick plays we're going to see this year, do you think?
I mean, I don't want to speak too much on that. I don't want to speak too much on that, but, I mean, we'll see.
Well, let's talk about yourself here. When did you start playing football?
I started in sixth grade. I wasn't the best football player. Played wide receiver. Well, I shouldn't say played, but I was a wide receiver.
Okay, and then you just kind of worked your way. Now you're a junior now?
I'm a senior.
Oh, you're a senior. Yeah. Okay. So, any idea about maybe going to the next level, playing some football?
You know, I've thought about it. My ultimate goal is to go to West Point.
Oh, so, okay.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. So, college football probably won't happen, but I mean, I've definitely thought about it.
Okay.
Have you made application already to West Point, or is that something?
I'm actually in the process right now. I was there in the summer, about halfway through my application right now. It's a long process.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not, you don't just go online and do the college application for all schools at West Point, but
and then you have to have a
appointment,
an appointment, and also congressman.
Yeah, the
has
nomination.
To,
yeah.
Who are you dealing with there?
It's gonna be through Tim Walberg or our two senators, Slotkin or I can't think of the other one.
Yeah, but
so you went there this summer, had a chance to see the facilities.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've been there. It is quite a place. I mean,
yeah, it is. It really is.
Well, what are your goals? Your I know you got team goals, obviously, but what are your individual goals for the season?
I mean, obviously, do as much as I can to help the team win. I don't care if I don't score a touchdown the rest of the year, as long as we're winning, I'm helping the team win. So, like, I don't really have any individual goals as long as I'm helping the team win.
Well, Chelsea's always the team to beat if you want to win the league, and they're going to be strong again. But that win Monday, as you look back on your season, or Friday, I'm sorry, that may be a big game when you total up wins for the season and points to get a playoff spot.
Yeah. Chelsea is looking really good this year. I mean, I don't know. We'll worry about that game when we get there. We're still focused on Pinckney right now, but, yeah.
Well, we want to wish you congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Iatt Insurance. Your hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iatt Insurance Agency, made simple. And we have a certificate for you, a cave towel, a cave sticker, and we want to wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, and thank you guys for having me.
All right. Luke Dunham, Tecumseh High School Football, our Athlete of the Week here on 96.5 The Cave.